Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie. And this is episode number 73 of Two Downies Dudes for August 29th, 2015. On this shit show, we're joined by Jeremy, Jen, and Shayna. We discuss CrossFit, Patience, Jared from Subway, and play a round of Who Said It.
Come on, dude!
We could. Just go into it. I can see what we got going on right here. So,
vagina.
Yeah, that's all good.
Hey, labia.
Vagina.
This is perfect. So, funny you should mention that. Because, yeah, because I've had a couple of comments recently. One from my brother Travis, who listened to our last podcast on a drive to Bangor with his mom, my stepmom.
Yep.
And he was talking about how often we talk about genitals on the podcast, which, as much as we're supposed to be a main podcast, I think that's the most consistent topic. Is
genitals.
Genitals are talked about every podcast. And, yeah, I think last time I was talking about my vagina.
You were, yeah, your last podcast, yeah.
Yep.
You mentioned that you had a very elongated clit.
That kind of
made up for the fact that you have a vagina.
Right.
It was like a clit that kind of looks like a tiny penis.
It resembles a penis, right. So it's like I've got some street cred.
Right.
So then I got a message today from my sister, and it basically said the same thing, like, you guys seem to talk an awful lot about genitals on the podcast, like almost everyone. And then she sent me a message like a couple hours later. I was like, yep, just went to listen to another random one. And first thing I heard was prostates and scrotums. Yeah, that's about right.
Well, stay with what you know.
That's true. You
know. That is our niche.
Stay with your bread and butter. I don't want to ruin it.
So tonight on the podcast, we've got Jen Robideau from Jim's Auto.
Hey.
A.K.A. Little Haiti.
Correct.
It's Big Haiti right now. Oh. We're actually the main land right now.
Ooh. The main island.
Yeah.
I might dispute that in a minute, but
okay.
We've also got
popping up everywhere. Yep.
We've got Jeremy Hendrickson from wherever the fuck he's from.
Sub niggas and niggettes, straight out of Happy Town.
All right. Perfect. And Shayna Witham is sitting with us tonight. She's just hanging out. She's from nowhere, going nowhere.
Living the dream.
Yes.
You don't want my mic?
Do I want your mic?
Yeah.
I want more than your mic.
Whoa. This is getting hot. Hold on. Let me at least hand it over for an introduction. Say hi, Shayna, or something hot.
Oh, something hot.
So I'm all worked up now.
He's happy.
Yeah, we've got some malfunctioning equipment, so... And that's not a dick joke.
No.
So, yeah, we're kind of short one mic tonight, but we'll pass it off from Shayna. Pass it off to Shayna from time to time. All right. Jen and Shayna are just going to make out.
Excuse me.
Some entertainment during
Excuse
the show.
Me.
The three dudes did have our shirts off in the beginning. Eric's put his back on.
Well, just to save everybody from a foul
so
odor.
You're going to have a smelly shirt.
Well, that's true, but at least it's not like just wafting out into the air. It's being contained by my shirt.
It's okay.
True. Thanks. Appreciate that. Take one for the team.
That's right.
Just marinating. It
I've
is
got some secret in my purse.
Here.
Some secret.
Put it on.
Lavender lust.
Made for a woman, strong enough for a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
pH balance for Eric.
I'm a little self-conscious about the odor I got going on. Just leave me alone about it.
Might have a little something going on in the undercarriage, too.
Yeah, probably.
Not going to lie. Well, it's well past laundry day, so right now I'm rocking the Tidy whities.
4-day-old underwear. Nice. Oh.
No, they're fresh ones, but they're briefs. Not boxer briefs, just straight up briefs.
Yeah.
Wow. They're not white. They I still won't make go those that anymore? Far.
They do. Trailer park underwear.
Yeah, basically. Well, I bought them for running because they're nice and supportive, but they're like, at this point, they're intrusive. I got large, but they're large in boys. So I'm just like, I'm cinched up right now.
What?
They have Superman on them.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's awesome. He-Man underwear.
Yep.
None of that.
So I'm just fucking stewing.
You know they make underoos in adult sizes now, right? Like
each
the
one
ones
of
with
balls.
Superman
one
on
ball
them.
On each side is sticking out the leg.
Oh, God. It is just splitting them down the middle. Oh. And back to my vagina.
Tuck that shit in, nigga.
Speaking of innuendos, I figured we'd talk a little bit about CrossFit, which is the most innuendo-laden sport there is. Should you guys do, like, some anal blasters this morning? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, and we cleaned and jerked. It got messy.
Yeah, after I did some thrusters.
Right. Yeah.
How's your snatch?
My snatch is great, just saying.
So strong.
It's beautiful.
So strong.
Shayna's got a nice
snatch. Nice and tight.
Ooh.
Nothing beats a good power snatch.
From the floor.
You guys did have a CrossFit event this past weekend.
Yeah, so you guys had your first competition.
Shane and I were partners.
What was the name of that team?
Snatchtastic.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Jeremy followed our live progress.
I did.
He didn't go because he had a little mishap. So,
Yeah,
it was good.
It is.
It was a good time. It was cool to watch all the other competitors and see the different levels of fitness. And, you know, you don't really think things are that hard until you actually try to do them yourself. When I was just sitting at home on my couch watching stuff like this on TV. Well, who am I kidding? I never watched it on TV. But I remember doing a pull-up in high school and was like, yeah, I could do that. Or the arm hang where you just shake from your hands. Yeah, but it's really cool to actually watch the men and women compete that have been doing it for a long time and they, you know, they've got all the movements down. It's you know, it's very empowering. It'd be a very long time before I could do any of those movements, but it was really cool to watch and see all the different people and different levels of fitness for sure.
Nice.
There's some pretty elite athletes there, weren't there?
Yeah, there were. I just found it more fun to just yell at everybody else, like, go. Just go, Jen.
The energy is.
Do it all. Because I can't. I'm done. You go.
It's like any live sporting event, though. The energy is like half the atmosphere. Ever been to a baseball game or a basketball game? Nothing beats, like, the crowd. It's infectious. You know?
We could have been watching a chess game and we
would
have been
screaming. As long as everybody was just yelling as loud as you were, you'd be yelling,
move that fucking pawn!
You
got this!
You fucking got this! Rook the knight one! Oh my fucking god! It's just, it's infectious when you're around events like that where, you know, people are excited and, you know, it's a fun thing.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Nice, yeah. A lot of people don't get that about CrossFit. They don't understand, and I'm not a CrossFit person by any means, not really my thing, but I appreciate the sport and I appreciate the athletes because I can't help. I am into health and fitness, so I can't help but acknowledge that. It's crazy. Right. And I've done some of the workouts on my own, and holy shit, I mean, it's intense, and I don't really like throwing up, so...
No.
I kind of actually, any time that I've done a CrossFit style workout, I've just about thrown up. So, like, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
But, Jen, to dispute your point earlier about Little Haiti, I think the count may be higher because I don't know if you saw my snap earlier, but I was up at a certain blueberry premises and, leave it out to protect the innocent, but there were a shit ton of Haitians there. They're in the friggin' thick of it right now.
But at the blueberry factory.
Yeah.
Right. But where do they go after they're done at the blueberry factory?
Where do they lay their head and buy their cars?
There you go.
Oh,
I guess that's
shit.
True.
Right.
Oh.
That's just a place of employment.
You're right, and that's just
one place. We're talking
about
where they live. Where do they live?
In the cars.
That's
right.
Yeah. Yep. They do some tailgating. They have, like, trunks popped open, and they're cooking stuff up, whatever they cook up in the trunk.
It's funny that you say that,
mostly
because
goat.
Tonight...
Dog.
My...
Lola, get back here!
Get the fuck away from those guys! Oh my god!
Sweetie, sweetie cat, where are you? Oh. Sweetie!
What's his name, Fang? Oh. You see some fur hanging between his teeth.
Between his tooth.
No, his gap is way too big for anything to hang. It's way too big. Looks like a candle. So tonight, I had my assistant in the office had to leave a couple hours early, and I was working with a customer, and I wasn't really paying attention to what was going on outside, and I at one point I looked out, and there must have been 15 Haitians in the yard. Nothing really new, but I looked a little further over on the lot going down over the hill where we have the vehicles for sale parked facing out. There was an empty space we had moved a vehicle out of that I sold and forgot to fill it back in today. And there was a little Suzuki Samurai or one of those little Suzukis parked in backwards with no plates on it and about 7 Haitians leaning up against it with the tailgate open, hanging out in the middle of my sale lot.
With some Haitian rap cranking? Is this what was cranking? I had to look at Haitian.
Are you looking up Haitian rap? I just had
to. Is that a tsunami?
I'm sitting.
Yeah. Oh, too soon.
Too soon. Too soon.
Oh, nice.
I'm setting the atmosphere for the listeners out there. Like, this is, like she said, the trunk is popped. They're all around. What car was it?
Suzuki XL7. Hard top.
Fang, spit it, homie.
Oh, yeah.
That's my shit right there.
That's the real shit right there.
Turn it up, homeboy.
He said business. I think he said Jim's business.
Go to Jim's Auto, Suzuki. That's a good deal.
Lola.
And pets.
Oh, I could get into that.
Yeah, dude. Stuff. I can get behind that. You should finish the story. I'm sorry. I was trying to set this.
I didn't know the story. We had to kick him off the lot because I had had a long day. I was all by myself in the office.
Too many snatches.
Nobody to help me. No, I didn't snatch today at all. I wanted some fresh snatch this morning, but I didn't get any.
Whoa. Shayna.
I decided to stay in bed. I'm sorry. Right.
So, anywho, I the lot was a mess. There were people everywhere. They had cars parked all over the yard, and they were just hanging out right in that one spot. So I sent a couple of the guys out that came in to... unfortunately asked me if there's anything else they could do before they went home, and I said, yeah, go kick those fucking guys off the lot. Get them the fuck out of there. This is not a hangout. This is not Pepper's Pub. I want them fucking gone. They don't need to be hanging out, right? It's like, it'd be like all of them just hanging out in the front of Walmart, just chilling out when they're camping over on the side. Like, it just, when people pull in and they see a giant group of people, it doesn't matter who they are, with a car parked in backwards, hanging out with their music going.
Seriously.
Like a barbecue.
Right.
It just doesn't look good. It doesn't matter who it is.
Your fucking mechanic's like, I was just talking about, like, anybody's brakes. I gotta go fucking tell these guys to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
That's racist.
That's in your job description, bitch. Go do it.
Can you read the fine print, motherfucker?
Yes.
Sorry, Blaine. I didn't mean that. I promise. And Adam, you're not a bitch.
Now, I feel like this is an episode of Jerry Springer, and I'm about to reveal the real father, but I do want to mention Jen. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but... the Haitians are cheating on Jim's auto.
What?
Yeah, I spotted them the other day at the little garage in Blue Hill. Oh, the whole van of them, Florida plates, about 35 of them in the van.
Those motherfuckers.
Downtown,
okay, well,
Blue Hill.
I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, because I know you frequent Blue Hill a lot.
Hippie.
I'm hoping... hippie! I'm hoping that you might be able to stop there for me. I don't know the guy's name that owns the place, but if you could just get me a small amount of business cards, that way when the Haitians come in and ask for a card, I'm just going to give them one of their business cards.
Well played.
They're like, oh, it's way cheaper. Way cheaper. Go there.
Go
they have cars. Hill. Cheap car. Cheap car.
Problem solved. Well, there we go. So I guess it's not an issue. Well, next up, we're going to do a little geeking out with Jeremy before he leaves, because Jeremy's got to cut out a little early tonight.
Lando motherfucking Calrissian. Oh,
the smoothest nigga in the universe.
Yeah, I guess we can geek out. What are we geeking out over?
Well, I thought we would bring up, I might shoot myself in the foot here because maybe you haven't seen it, but Fear the Walking Dead.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved it.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Okay. I think I can give a pretty good synopsis without giving anything away.
And I can't because I'm
can't?
Notorious for
okay.
giving
I
away the entire
I only watched
story.
Like the first 10 minutes, so I'm listening. I'm listening.
Okay.
It's fine.
I was watching it, and at first I was like, wow, there is some terrible dialogue in this episode. Like, I don't know if you saw the cheesy part. Like, it's the guy and girl, they're like just getting together or something. They're trying to introduce their kids, the darker guy and the white teacher, guidance counselor girl. Anyway, I was like, Jesus, this is boring. Then, as the episode went on, they ramped it up. Everything was getting more intense. You know, you could tell.
Right.
And I was just reading an article, too, that the way, like, Kirkman did The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, why you never hear zombie, is because this is happening in a world that's never even heard of zombies, like us. It's like, so, this isn't even, that's why it's the infected, or walkers, or lurkers, or spiders. Is zombies aren't even like
they're not an
fiction.
Idea.
They're not even an idea, exactly.
Huh.
And the beautiful thing with this is we know the rules of The Walking Dead. You don't shoot your gun. You don't yell when you go into a church that's like could have something lurking behind every fucking door. You don't like check behind a door that's moving.
Right.
And it's like as the episode went on, it got more and more intense. I loved it. I thought it was great, and I'm looking forward to it. The thing I don't want them to do is just kind of like prolong it. I hope it's just one episode of just fucking cliffhanger after cliffhanger episode and just right into where we would pick up with The Walking Dead. That's
right.
Because, you know.
Is this going to be. They've already picked up a second season, right?
I don't know. Have they?
Well, that's what I heard. So this is going to be a continuous.
So my idea is already out the window.
Right.
So
you were hoping for like
just
a six
short
part miniseries.
Bang. Get it over with.
Yeah, I don't
and
think
like,
that's,
so this
I don't
is a
think.
Prequel to The Walking Dead is
yes.
essentially what it is.
Right.
Okay.
And yep. it takes place in a city which is
far
completely
from,
different
far
from
Rick and all
the
rest. The
backwoods of Georgia.
Right.
I gotcha.
You right. know, so I like that because like it's like your typical zombie movies, Dawn of the Dead,
yep.
28 Days Later. You know, it's just, it'll be intense. And I hope they're able to maintain it. But if they've already got picked up for another season, they're probably just gonna jerk it for ever and
yeah,
you know, have ups and downs like The Walking Dead. But I don't know, I loved it.
I don't know how long they could possibly drag it on for because people are already starting to get infected, and the very nature of infection is it spreads quickly,
right?
So, you know, things are starting to go crazy, people are starting to get infected. Well, not to mention the fact that beyond the infection itself, once everybody gets infected, as we learn in The Walking Dead, it's death that triggers it.
Right.
So everybody's infected, everybody dies, and boom, come back. Mm.
This could be the beginning of the end of The Walking Dead. It could be that, you know, at some point they create this safe haven somewhere else, and this is where they have to get to in The Walking
Ooh.
Dead, so it combines the two.
Comes back
Whoa.
Around.
I might have just spoiled the
cool.
whole entire
you
world.
Just, Robert
Kirkman right,
right now is punching his computer. Go fucking down these dudes and those bitches!
Mind is blown right now,
yeah.
just
wow.
saying.
Wow,
yeah, I like that.
That'd be brilliant.
But I thought that what I had read is that this takes place while Rick is in the coma.
Right.
Because when Rick gets
right.
shot, he goes into
right.
the coma. So
and it was just
and,
beginning.
And they can meet up. It's still right. it's a possibility. And
this
like
could
it.
Be the crossover between the two worlds.
I like it. It's good thing.
I do like that. Yeah, that's that would be fucking pretty actually badass.
That,
I
do like
that
it's Rick be
in
the
group,
city, too.
Right, or Rick and the group here that there's
and
a
Daryl.
Safe haven
I mean,
out west, and they got to get from Georgia to California.
I don't care about it. I just want Daryl.
Right.
That's all.
I just, honestly, I just want them to kill Daryl. I want something
oh
exciting
God.
To happen.
We're fighting. We're fighting
no,
right now.
No, I'm not trying to fight, but like what they've done in The Walking Dead, the only real knock, I mean, it's been up and down. There's been some great seasons, but like when they kill characters, they play it safe.
Right.
They kill people you hate.
Right.
Andrea.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Dale. Hashtag spoiler alerts, guys.
Yeah.
So fucking
yeah.
deal with it.
Yeah, this is like four seasons
You know,
seasons
they kill
ago.
Guys that like, oh, T-Dog? What was his real
right.
name?
Right.
Right.
There you go.
You know? I mean, I kind of liked Tyrone when he was on. But, I mean, they didn't give us long enough to get attached to him.
Who was the kid this last season?
Oh, yeah.
The kid. The skinny, tall, black kid.
Yeah.
Oh, loved him.
That was...
Good kid.
But the same thing. But only a few episodes.
What's his name?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're a black guy, you're signing on for a horror show.
Yeah. Fuck! When am I dying?
Well, related to that, you know, it always makes me think of Boardwalk Empire, because that's one of those shows where they were just like, fuck you, audience.
Right.
We're doing this in a creative way. And they would just kill off main character, your favorite character. They'd get you so attached to somebody and then kill it off. And
when
it's
they
like,
killed Jimmy, I guess.
It pisses people off. Or Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jen. Hopefully you're caught up by now, for fuck's sake.
I haven't even started.
But that's what I know what you're getting at.
But when they killed Opie, same thing. It's like, it pisses people off, but at the same time it shows, wow, this is not just your
Game of Thrones.
Run-of-the-mill.
They don't fuck around. Nobody's safe. And that's what I like. It's like, you know, there's no like plot armor, so to speak. You're not like
right
in Game of Thrones. If
you go, into every episode with the same anxiety,
right,
knowing that any one of your characters could die. Yeah,
you get attached to the Red Viper in season 5. Oh, did you like his head? Not anymore.
Right.
You know, it's like when in the first season, the main character,
right,
Ned.
Yeah,
you're like, what the fuck? Did that really just happen?
How could they do that? Yeah,
and then you think, oh, the sun's going to rise and avenge his father. No, his whole family's going to get fucking slaughtered. And you're going to be scarred for a week straight, Jeremy. I mean,
I'm sorry.
I wasn't right after that Red Wedding episode. I honestly was. I was like, that just happened. I read all the books afterwards. I was like, I'm not going to get surprised again. So I read the books. But no, I know what you mean. You know, it's good when there's no plot armor. It's like anybody's expendable. And that's why I think to do something like that is ballsy. To say, you know, everybody loves Daryl. But he's got to go.
Yeah,
he's going to at some point.
I've also heard that Daryl might be the gay guy.
Shush.
I'm not even joking.
Hush your damn mouth.
Because there's a huge character in the comic. His name is Jesus, which got a huge backlash.
Wow.
You guys named Jesus, and he's gay, and fucking people writing into the editorials. That's the only time I've read the editorials in a comic book. I was like, oh my God, people are going crazy. And he's just, it's just what it was. But that's what they're, I've read that Daryl could be the gay guy.
Whoa.
Because he's hanging out with that gay guy who's the
this is true.
The scout.
He did go to dinner with them and have a little...
Spoiler alert, ladies. Daryl's gay.
Well, he does wear a sleeveless leather vest. I'm just
saying.
True, yeah.
I don't
know. Oh, my God. We might know somebody else that does. Odd. Odd.
Care well, to share, I guess we just, or like, is this...
Right.
I mean, yeah, sure.
I can share the shit out of this. So, remember a couple podcasts ago when I had the sweet purchase of the Cobra?
Yeah.
Down in Lubeck with Larry and Dale and whoever. So, Byron, actually, when I talked to him on the phone, one of the times where he kept me on the phone for hours, he said... Well, dear, it's never been smoked in, and I also put my motorcycle leathers in it, so it smells like leather all the time. I was like, shit, that's awesome, right? So I didn't even think of it. We got home. The next day, I popped the trunk of the car, and this fucking Harley leather was in the back of the trunk.
Ooh,
nice.
Definitely did not smell like leather. Definitely was the shittiest fucking little vest I'd ever seen. The guy's little too, right? So he's got this little vest. Tyler's been wearing it. He loves it.
Awesome.
He wears it on his motorcycle to keep the wind off him. It's so clear.
Oh my God, legit? Like, yeah. He's not wearing it to be ironic
or funny.
Like,
he's fucking with me. He knows I hate it.
Oh, okay.
So he, like, I took it.
I
actually
respect that.
I took it.
That's great.
I took it and hid it.
So he's kind of like big guy in a little vest?
I said that. Fat guy in a little coat.
Did you really?
Ooh, I didn't want to say fat. I didn't want to be
big
mean.
Guy.
No, 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 no.
Damn. I'm looking at a picture of Shayna in the vest.
Shayna wore it.
It's pretty
Shayna
hot.
Shayna rocked it.
She's rocking it.
So I didn't want to say fat because that's not very nice.
No.
So I put it on and I put my arms out and I said, Richard! Richard! Which he knew what I was doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And he had to have laughed because
everyone's seen Tommy Boy. Yeah. Even if he is 26, he's seen Tommy Boy.
Right.
And I will point out that he is an avid listener of this podcast and wanted to know why the newest one wasn't up yet.
Yep, that's my bad. That's my bad.
You're on shit list. I meant to tell you guys that
before
we started.
The last one was quite late too. It came up on a Wednesday, so. I was preoccupied with building
this beautiful desk.
Fucking sweet ass desk.
Yeah, let's talk. Can we just take a break from the geeking out and talk about this sweet fucking desk?
Eric?
Yes.
This is your baby, man.
This is not bad. I am pretty proud of it.
You need to go into details about this thing because it is nice.
Well, I don't know if I can go into details.
It's shiny.
It is, there you go.
It's
there's
shiny.
There's the details.
I like
it's shiny.
Shiny.
It's
fine.
He imported so a special wood from Sweden.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or
are you sure it's not from IKEA?
The Home Depot. Yeah.
The Home Depot. Yes. Imported from the Home Depot.
This is the luxury furniture on a budget. That's what this is.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice, man.
IKEA. Yeah.
IKEA. Yeah.
Looks fucking nice. Custom jobby. We got the
logos.
The Moose Jolly Roger on one side, and then over on the other says Two Downy Stewards Podcast, or just Two Downy Stewards.
Yeah.
And, all with the appropriate logos, and it's fucking legit.
It comes in handy.
I think that there should be some guest signatures, I don't know, somewhere.
That could be something we could do.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, around the skirting.
Shayna was motherfucking here.
Get our guest to tag it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Shayna could write it in lipstick.
Yes.
Like she did on my vehicle, which is still there.
I'm really good at writing in lipstick.
But that is why the podcast was late 2 weeks in a row. See, I'm OCD. Yeah, exactly. I'm OCD, and when I get onto a project, I can't stop. Like I have until it's done, and so my focus was elsewhere. In fact, today I remembered, oops, last week's podcast is not ready to go. So I spent this afternoon editing it, and it should be up to, well, he hasn't put it up, so that's on him at this point.
It'll be up tonight,
right? Yes, it will be up tonight.
Which nobody will know until they hear this podcast, but.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, right. That's trippy.
It's totally pointless right now. You know, speaking of wearing strange things, but enjoying them.
Where are we actually speaking about this?
Actually it's similar. I think they're pretty much synonymous, but I ran the color run. Well, I kind of interval walked, if you will.
Wogged.
The color run over the weekend, and one of my accessories was a fanny pack.
Hot.
And I tell you what, by the end of it, I was fucking liking that
thing.
I was digging
thing.
The fanny pack, yeah.
Do you have anything in it?
Oh, yeah.
Water.
It keeps all kinds of shit. Like, it keeps way more than a pocket.
Chapstick.
But it doesn't weigh down your shorts or pants. I was kind of liking it. Jen's giving me a look right now.
Yeah, I'm getting a really dirty look.
I'm
right
going to go with Jen's look, too, and be like.
Do you also have a merce?
I'm getting two looks now.
A merce? You know, a man purse?
Think about what you just said, bro. Fanny pack.
Okay, look. I don't know if you knew this,
but. What are you going to do? Was there, like, brass knuckles in it? Then it might got a little cooler, but.
Ooh, I think that evens out, right?
Maybe.
No, Jen's shaking until he pulls them out and they're, like, bedazzled.
Keeps his little thing of binaca in it. Squirt, squirt.
Oh my god. Yes. If I could get away with it, I would wear a fanny pack, not gonna lie. You know who wears a fanny pack though?
Jesus
is
Christ.
Joe Rogan. With Joe Rogan, what are you gonna fucking say to him? If he's standing on the beach with no shirt on and he's got a fanny pack on, like nobody's saying anything about that guy.
No.
That's why he does it.
Yeah.
At least not to
his. He just wants to see if anybody will challenge him.
He has his own line of fanny packs.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Nice leather, like $600 fanny packs. He's bringing back the fanny pack.
I don't think it's
not that
come
it was
back.
Ever cool, but so, yeah.
Isn't the fanny pack supposed to go on the fanny, not on the hip? Like, isn't that like it? It's called a fanny pack.
Yeah, I was
like
rocking
for when
it to the front.
That's a front
because it
pack.
Was easier access.
Right.
Right. Hmm. Yeah. I think the object is to wear it on the fanny, but to bring it around to the front to access whatever objects you need to get out of it, and then whip her back
around the back.
Yeah.
Huh.
You gotta whip.
I was using it wrong.
Nene.
Sorry.
Actually, at the Color Run, when they do the whole shindig at the end where people are up on stage and they're playing music and shit, they brought up an old lady who looked like she was probably 70, like one of the oldest women there. And the DJ taught her how to whip and nay-nay, respectively.
Did she actually break her legs, break them, break them?
Oh, shit, she broke her hip. Shit.
Oh, that's
the color
so
is code red.
Obnoxious. It gets stuck in your head, though. All right, well, I had another thing planned, too, while Jeremy's still here. This will be fun with more people, I think.
Something about a game show. I was intrigued when you sent me that message. Is this still, did I just like?
Yeah, I'm
intrigued.
That's
basically
it. We're going to play a little game, and we've talked about it on the podcast before. It's no big secret that our governor, Paula Page, is a complete fucking idiot.
Yes.
Also not a secret that Donald Trump is a complete fucking idiot.
Moron.
Yep.
And our president, previously our president, George W. Bush.
Pretty dumb.
Complete moron. So I got thinking about it.
Fool me once. Shame on fool. <That's>,
I don't even remember how it goes, but that is a beautiful.
I think you nailed
fool me
it.
Once, yeah, shame on you. Fool me, can't get fooled again.
That's right.
That's what it was.
Fools rush in.
Did you hear Trump's latest thing?
What's that?
He's like, when we're dealing with the Chinese, you know, they don't come in and they say, you know, we want to negotiate, we want a good deal. He says, they come in and they go, we want deal. Like, he's like, he's like, are you joking?
Did
you really just like take a, he didn't like replace his L's with R's at least and go, this is rude, this is rude. Ruta, you're ridiculous. You know, at least he didn't do that, but he's pretty close.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's not surprising. He also said that Mexicans were rapists, but then he corrected it by the end of it. He's like, well, I'm sure a few of them are decent. It's like, good save.
They're not all rapists.
Mostly just the landscapers. Those ones are decent. Yeah. I mean, shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got thinking about it and realized that it's kind of hard to differentiate from the three. So I've got some quotes put together, and I figure we can try to guess who said what quote. I'll just host the game here and keep track of what you guys guess. So,
I can't wait to hear the theme music that goes with this.
Am I exempt from this game? We're going to leave this to our guests.
You're going to be like Paul, and he's Dave Letterman.
Oh, yeah?
You're Paul Schaefer. He's Dave Letterman.
All right, Dave.
Nice.
Dave's got a game. He's got a game.
I just make corny jokes and you suck my dick the whole time. That's how this goes. But, you know, at least if we got Trump for president, it would basically be like 4 years of shitty reality TV is what we would get. It would at least be entertaining.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, we'll start out with a quote here and you guys get to guess who said it.
LePage or Trump?
Or Bush.
Bush or Trump.
It's a threefer.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to fail. I don't politic.
Really put my thinking time on.
I don't politic either.
I don't politic either.
Listen, like,
this is going to be the best thing ever.
All right. So, first one up. The minute we start stifling our speech, we might as well go home, roll up our sleeves, and get our guns out.
Oh, Bush. Bush is all about
Trump.
The guns.
LePage.
Oh.
I probably should have written names down first.
Yeah.
Shit, now I gotta Google this fucking thing. Alright guys, this is gonna take a little while. Kill some air.
Alright, so Shayna said Bush.
Bush for the guns.
Jen said
LePage.
I just did it
Jeremy
to be the odd man out.
It was LePage.
Oh shit.
Jen's got a point.
Yeah. Look at me politicking and shit.
Politicking so hard.
She just fucking governed it up.
Alright, next one. An extremely credible source has called my office and told me that Barack Obama's birth certificate is a fraud.
Shit.
Bush?
Jeremy saying Bush.
I'll go with your Bush. I apparently like Bush tonight.
I like Bush too.
Oh,
wow. All three like Jeremy's Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy's got quite a Bush.
I do. You like that? Pretty awesome. That's a man right there.
It was Trump, actually.
Oh, what?
No points that round for anybody.
Wah, wah.
That's what you get for trying to band together.
We like
this
Bush.
This is fucking cutthroat. All right, next one. I don't care if it's my bills. I'll veto my own bills.
That's got to be Trump.
LePage, bitches.
Care if it's I'm sticking Bush.
That one is LePage.
Oh, shit.
Jen's in the lead.
Yeah, who's into politics now, bitch?
I think Jen should run for office.
Right? I was just going to say, when are you going to run for president? I'll be your secretary. I don't know.
Oh, you'll be my secretary.
Ooh. Should be your Monica Lewinsky.
That cigar would be so sweet.
Oh, wow.
You got a nice blue dress.
Oh, my.
I like where this is going.
Ain't she nasty? God.
Whew, I think I'm blushing.
You are? I'm sweating.
I'll just keep rubbing your leg. It's fine.
It's getting way hotter in here.
Well, we know who's winning the game show.
All right, next quote. You teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test.
LePage.
Bush.
LePage.
That one's Bush.
Yes.
Jeremy got it.
I knew if I stuck with the Bush, something good would happen.
Yep.
That's what my dad says, too.
Oh, wow.
Five kids later.
That he knows about.
With a margin of error of four.
That's minus. Sorry, guys.
All right, next one. You guys, you're idiots, and you're just as bad, if not worse, than those other guys. And that was comparing independent lawmakers to Democrats.
LePage.
I'm going with LePage also.
All right, you guys all got it. That was LePage.
Oh, very nice.
All right, what we got next here? I couldn't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
That's my favorite quote of all time.
It's true, though. I mean, you couldn't picture him, like, spinning the dreidel and lighting the menorah. And...
Shit, this fucking cave. It's got no even floor to spin the dreidel. Fuck Hanukkah.
I say Trump.
I'm going Bush.
I have to go with Bush as well. It sounds...
It's Bush.
Fuck.
So we got Jeremy and Shayna. All right. Next up, they misunderestimated me.
Bush. Bush all the way.
Bush.
For a fact, that's Bush.
LePage.
No, it's Bush.
Jesus Christ. Bush.
Another one for Jeremy and Shayna.
We have so many Bush quotes.
That's a great one. Kind of like our snatch
jokes. They misunderstood
me. All right.
Our great African-American president hasn't exactly had a positive impact on the thugs who are so happily and openly destroying Baltimore.
Jesus Christ.
Trump.
Jeremy and Shayna say Trump.
LePage.
She's sticking it to her LePage guns.
That was a Trump. All right. One of the key problems today is that politics is such a disgrace. Good people don't go into government.
Well, there.
LePage.
Yeah, LePage.
Bush.
Oh, that one was Trump. No
points. No point.
Wow.
This is an impressive crowd. The haves and the have-mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
Wow. That's a tough one.
See, and I thought, Robbie, you were talking about us for a minute. So I got all
confused. I like it.
I guess I'm going to go with LePage.
Trump.
That was Bush, actually.
What? Sucker. Wow.
Yep.
Sounds like such a Trump thing to say.
I know. I threw that one in to kind of throw you guys off because nice it definitely seems
tricky.
Like a Trump thing.
This game's getting fun.
All right. Yeah. The last one here. The Holocaust was a horrific crime against humanity and, frankly... I could go and frankly. Let me just clarify. There is a D in there. And frankly.
Oh, shit.
I would never want to see that repeated. Maybe the IRS is not quite as bad yet.
Wow.
LePage.
Trump.
Bush.
That was LePage.
Oh, I forgot about his...
Yeah, he made a Holocaust. I remember reading about
yes.
that.
Yeah. Who had LePage on that one?
That would be me.
Jeremy. All right. So, Jeremy takes it.
Oh!
Jeremy's the winner.
The first... political quote winner on Two Down These Dudes. Jeremy, what have you won today?
That should have been Eric's line, by the way.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Bad host.
You won Eric's shirt.
Yeah.
Nice! He's been marinating it this whole time. It's so
That's
delicious.
Why I put it back on. Little did you guys know.
We
Anyone? Yeah, Jeremy had 6 points on that one. Shayna had 4, and Jen had 3.
She stuck to her guns. Right in her mouth, too. You stuck to your guns, though. You stuck
she started off strong,
guns.
Too.
I hate him so bad. We won't go there.
All right. All right. So Jeremy's not only the king of prank calls, but apparently he's the king of political quotes, too.
Right.
So next up, we're going to do a little peta watch.
Get your fat ass back here. Don't you mouth off to me, or I'm going to slap you right in your penis. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
So, unlike most peta watches that we do, this one is not so local, and this is one that Jen kind of requested that we do.
Right.
So, Jen wanted to talk about Jared from Subway.
Yes, I wanted to. Which it was big news last week, but you guys were busy.
Right. You're going to have to fill me in because I have not followed it at all.
Okay. So I was just looking up kind of some of the facts because I just wanted to make sure I had all my ducks in a row. But basically, the beginning of July, I saw on TV that the feds raided Jared Fogle, the spokesman. If nobody knows who Jared is, he's the guy that lost a bunch of weight by not eating McDonald's and eating 6-inch Subway sandwiches every day.
Right.
And
like twice a day, I think.
Yep. Like every meal he ate a 6-inch sandwich, whatever. So he lost all this weight. Fast forward 10 or 15 years, and he's up on kiddie porn charges. Oof. The feds raided his house. They kept their lips totally sealed. They didn't really say much. They just said that what they were kind of looking for. They raided his house, and they didn't speak about anything for a while. So I was reading online today, and basically the feds have this rare dog that actually sniffs out electronics. And this article that I pulled up says there are only 5 dogs in America trained to sniff out electronic devices. One of them played a major role in Jared Fogle's downfall. Bear, a 2-year-old black lab, was able to sniff out a thumb drive that human investigators missed during the search of the former Subway spokesman's home last month.
That's crazy.
He's a creeper.
Holy shit. Yeah.
NBC News reports, which describes Bear as a porn-sniffing dog. That just sounds fucked up. He can detect tiny memory cards easily and was trained with methods associated with any other canine training, like with narcotics. You get the dog used to the odor and reward them as they indicate on it. So basically, they had gone through and searched his house, they knew that what they were looking for, they see some computers, didn't really find a ton of stuff, but then they brought in this dog, there's one of 5 of in the whole country.
Wow.
And he sniffed out a thumb drive.
A porn-sniffing dog.
How could you even, like, how the fuck could the dog, what is it, like the fucking USB have a certain odor to it?
It must
or?
Be just circuit boards, the components that circuit boards
right.
are made out
they
of.
They heat up when you plug them in. And
right.
They
right.
Have, I'm sure they have a certain odor.
Silicon.
That stays with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, a thumb drive is only working once it's plugged in. Once you unplug it, it ain't, you know, it's
but
not running
be a
anymore.
There's certain scent that the plastic has. You know, they're all
true,
made from
true.
Certain materials, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe so, some of the circuitry has its own odor.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That's
wow.
keen.
Right, and Jared actually pled guilty. Like he's already.
Oh wow!
He pled guilty. I'm looking for the number of counts, but it was commercial sexual acts with a minor, and or paying to engage in sexual activity with someone who's younger than 18.
Oh,
he actually had some umpteen thousand images, videos, and he actually admitted to being a fucking pedophile.
Ugh.
Wow! So it's not just he admitted to not just having kitty porn on his computer.
He's admitting to paying for it, doing the deed.
Paid kids. Okay, here's an article.
Fucking Jared.
Wow.
Yeah. Jared Fogle, ex-Subway pitchman, paid kids for sex on New York trips.
Wait, paid kids for sex?
Yes. Longtime Subway pitchman Jared Fogle capitalized on his business trips to New York City to arrange sexual encounters with minors in luxury hotels. Federal prosecutors said in charging the Indiana man in a case that also documented his acceptance of child pornography from a close associate. Fogle agreed Wednesday to plead guilty to allegations that he paid for sex with girls as young as 16 and received child pornography. The case already had destroyed his career with a sandwich shop chain and could send him to prison for more than a decade. Prosecutors allege Fogel knew the pornography he received had been secretly produced by the former director of his charitable foundation, Jesus. Which sought to raise awareness about childhood obesity and arranged for Fogel to visit schools and urge children to adopt healthy eating and exercise habits.
Sure. Wow. So they were using those kids that were already in a not so good mindset because they were overweight and then paying them, of course, to produce this lovely pornography.
Wow.
That's awesome.
But basically what happened was is the leader of the foundation got caught and he said, okay, give me a deal. I got something for you. And turned Jared in.
Sure.
I'm the only one that was thinking at least it was a luxury hotel rooms. They weren't getting touched in like a Holiday Inn Express.
That's fucked up.
Motel 6.
Yes, only you, yeah. Robbie, only.
Like if I would have been molested as a child, I would have preferred it was in a nice room.
Like a Hilton. Right.
Yeah. Hurry up and buy.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucked up.
Oh, shit.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah. Wow. So, of course, this has spawned all kinds of brilliant memes and jokes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Do we want to hear some?
Sure. Oh, let's go for it.
Okay, a couple of my favorites from today. I'm going to pull them up here. Once you get into smaller pants, it's hard to stop.
Began and ended career trying to get into smaller pants.
I got one here. It's the Quiznos logo, and it says, "Hey, at least none of us fucked a kid."
Yes.
Oh, yeah, bringing it back.
That should be their slogan.
Back to basics.
Mention Jared, and your kids eat free.
Oh. Here's a good one.
Jared says all kids get a free 6-inch.
Oh, hey, Jared, my foot long is fresh too.
Jesus Christ. Puts a whole new meaning to eating fresh.
Oh,
this is one of my faves.
I like my women how I like my subs, 6 and 12.
I was just looking at that.
And Subway says, take off your pants. And then Jared's holding up his nice big old pants.
Okay, so this was my favorite newbie for today. Hi, I'm Jared, and I lost over 100 pounds by feverishly fapping to child porn.
Wow.
Oh my God. Wow. That's fucked up.
Holy shit. So I'm at this website right now. It's capit.com, capit with a K. And the great thing about it is, amongst all these memes of Jared, is an advertisement for free Subway coupons.
Well played, Google. Nice. Well played.
Nice ad placement there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got a picture of Jared, and it says, I'll have the kids' meal. Extra kids, please.
Jesus Christ. Wow. That's hard to take in.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know the Straight Outta Compton stamp?
Yes.
There's a nice one that has Jared with his sandwich holding it up, you know, and it says straight out of a job.
Yeah, fucking right.
That's pretty much how it's
going to
go.
And he's going to jail, I take it.
Yeah, he's going to get a lot of foot longs.
Yes, he is.
A lot of them.
Oh, fuck.
All he can eat, really.
So this is probably something that's been going on for a long time with Jared, and he just happened to get caught.
God, how weird is it, though, that two directors of the same foundation, so you've got Jared and then you've got his director,
right,
are both fucking pedophiles?
Well, they're probably in cahoots. That's all I can think of. Right. They probably, like, somebody found out about something, or, I don't know, maybe they hang out together. Maybe that's a thing. Like, you look into the eyes of a fellow pedo and you just know, and it's like...
They're kindred spirits.
It's like us. We're
like having gaydar.
We're closet lesbians, but we're not lesbians, and we just know that about each other, and it's fine. I don't know.
We don't watch kiddie porn either.
No.
No.
It's not. No.
Mm-mm. Glad we cleared that up. All right. Well, unless you guys got anything else on the agenda.
That's it.
That's all we got for this week.
That is.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah. No problem.
And thanks, everybody, for listening.
How's your snatch?
My snatch is great.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, DownEastDudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!